First of all, Representative Kreisman, tell me a little bit about this legislation and why you're opposed to it.
Well, first off, if we talk solely about the process, the day before session ended, this bill looked like it was dead. It was resurrected at about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was rushed through. And it was the amount of vetting that went on for the bill was very limited. There was just on the last day of session beginning at 5 o'clock some opportunities for questioning and debate. But basically, you know, this is legislation that was written in the middle of the night, and you can tell it was because there are contradictions within the bill. There are holes in the bill. There's ambiguities that are in the bill. And the end result is there's going to be a lot of litigation related to this bill.
Now, you held a press conference last week with some medical professionals that were affected by the legislation. Tell me about those individuals and why they're also concerned with the new law.
Well, we had some chiropractors and massage therapists that came and spoke. Chiropractors who have been treating people who've been involved in auto accidents for, you know, forever, or as long as I can remember at least, are no longer allowed to make a certain diagnosis. If your initial contact with a medical provider is with a chiropractor under this bill, you're pretty much limiting your coverage. Even though you're paying for $10,000, you're limiting it to $2,500. If you go to a orthopedic surgeon or any other doctor for that matter, and they prescribe a treatment regimen that includes massage therapy, you can go for that massage therapy, but it won't be paid for by your insurance. So massage therapists and acupuncturists are not covered whatsoever under the bill.
Now, supporters claim that this will save drivers money on their insurance by stamping out fraud. What do you think about that?
Well, if that was the intent, if their goal was really to reduce fraud and to decrease the price of everybody's insurance, the mandatory 25% reduction language, which was initially in the bill, would have still been in the bill at the time it was passed, and that language was taken out. There would have been more policies put in place in the bill that directly went to fraud. And instead, what the bill does is it puts all of the decision-making into the hands of insurance companies. What doctor you go to, what kind of follow-up treatment you can get, what kind of testing you can get, it takes it out of the Floridian's hands as the insured, and it takes it out of their doctor's hands, and it puts it into the hands of the insurance company. So I don't know if there's a fraud at all. It's the fraud that the carriers are putting over on Floridians.
And finally, what differences can those who are insured expect from their providers as this law takes effect?
Well, the big thing that people need to be aware of, and this is the most important thing, is number one, if you do not go to a doctor, and it cannot be a chiropractor, if you do not go to a doctor within 14 days of the date of the accident, your auto insurance will pay zero for your medical treatment, nothing. The second thing is if you do go to the doctor within the 14 days and you are not diagnosed with an emergency medical condition, then your carrier will not pay $10,000 towards your coverage. They will only pay $2,500, despite the fact that you went ahead and paid for $10,000 in coverage. So those are the two most important things I think that the general public needs to know. And unfortunately, the bill does not require their insurance companies to notify them of this.
Is there anything that can still be done by opponents of the law?
Well, at this point, the only way that the bill can be changed is if the governor or the Senate president and speaker were to call for a special session to change the language. Now, the governor has given the opinion, and the Agency for Healthcare Administration have given the opinions that some of the problems with the bill, there's a pretty bad glitch that talks about who can bill and who can't bill PIP, that there's an exclusion that doesn't come into play until October, until January, despite the fact that the bill has now gone into effect. So that was a glitch. But they believe that they can fix that glitch on their own. I don't believe they can because it's a statute. It's statutory language, and the only one authorized to do that is the legislature. So I think if enough people complain, then maybe we can convince the governor and the legislature to call a special session and fix it.